Verse 22 says, And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear words of thee. Then called he in them in, and lodged them, and on the morrow. Now, verse 9 has the first morrow from the vision. This is 2 days later. On the morrow, Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. 2 days after the vision, Peter went with them back toward Caesarea. And then it says, And on the morrow, after they entered into Caesarea, now that's the fourth day, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. They were anticipating some revelation from God here. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up, I myself also am a man. And he talked with him, and he went in and found many that were come together. Can you imagine 4 days of anticipation after an angel has told you that something's going to happen? And this is a lot of anticipation here. You can only imagine what they'd done in those 4 days in praying and seeking God and, of course, gathering the friends and relatives in anticipation of this. And he said unto him, You know how that it is an unlawful thing, and by the way, that word unlawful is not dealing with nomos, which is the law. The word is athamitos, which means that which is established by custom or usage. Custom or usage, that is different from the law. It is not customary for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come unto one of another nation. But God hath shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. I should stress here that the law does not forbid people to meet with or to keep company with those of other nations. That's not the law. That was their custom. That was their interpretation of the law. But that was a Talmudic tradition. God was in the business here of breaking them of the traditions of men. And this was one of the major traditions. In fact, we even saw in the book of Matthew, in other studies, when Jesus was commenting on the traditions of men,